just there inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running?
Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Thursday, the 7th of June. Your host, Robbie Noel, with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.com. You know, I've been monitoring all the news services today, and it's amazing that not one of them has even mentioned the events that are taking place in New Hampshire. And you have to ask yourself, why? I mean, after all, they break into the news to follow a car chase in California. They break into the news to show us a yellow bus that's overturned. They break into the news to show us all these other nefarious little things that go on. But I guess today the news media was more concerned with the fact that Paris Hilton was released from jail. Why don't they want to show us what's going on down there in New Hampshire? Maybe they don't want to get the people wiggy. Who knows what it is? Or maybe everybody was just concerned about what was happening in the financial markets today, which wasn't good. As soon as Wall Street found out that Paris Hilton had been released from jail, the Dow dropped 198 points, closed at 13,266. Only kidding. NASDAQ, off 45 points, closed at 2,541. S&P 500... Man, did that thing get slapped around. Down 26 points, close at 1,490. According to the Associated Press, the fall on Wall Street for the third straight session, after rising bond yields, deflated hopes for an interest rate cut later this year. Last 3 days, Dow Jones Industrial Averages have plunged more than 400 points. What's going on? In the metals complex, nothing survived the selling today, I might add. The metals complex, gold closed down $8.80 to end the day at $6,61.50. Silver off 28 cents at $13.49. Platinum off $2 at $1,295. Palladium off $5 at $372. Currently in Asian trading, gold off $2. Closing, sitting under the 660 area, 659.50. Silver up a penny at 1343. Platinum off a dollar at 1,298. No action in palladium. Crude oil sitting at $66.64. Why did gold decline today? Because the dollar rose. U.S. dollar index now sitting at 82.29. Well, we've got a lot more to go, my friends. Strap yourselves in, and we'll return after this short break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
To the Thursday edition of the Flip Side. Trying to make heads or tails of what's going on in this crazy world out there. Financially speaking, we're in deep sushi. The major decline in the markets today shouldn't come as a shock or surprise to anybody that pays attention or has been reading the stories posted on republictradinggroup.com. Such as a story from yesterday's London Telegraph by Ambrose Evans Pritchard, who reported that Morgan Stanley has advised clients to slash exposure to the stock market after its three key warning indicators began flashing a full house sell signal for the first time since the dot-com bust. Chief of European Equities, a strategist for a U.S. investment bank, said the triple warning was a very powerful signal that has been triggered just five times since 1980. Interest rates are rising and reaching critical levels. This matters more than growth for equity, so we think a mid-cycle rally is now officially over. So what's going on in the financial markets? I'll tell you what's going on in the financial markets, my friends. You are watching what we have been telling you about for a long time, as many people have been telling you about, is the demise of the U.S. dollar. That's why the Federal Reserve and the IRS shouldn't be so concerned about Ed Brown at all. After all, what are they asking him to give them back? Worthless Federal Reserve notes? Should do that with a pleasure. But it's bigger than this, because as you know, as we speak right now in the back rooms of the hallowed halls of Congress, elected officials are planning the demise of the United States vis-a-vis the immigration amnesty bill. Let me back up a little bit. There's a website out there called DeepCaster that has been predicting what we are going to see and are seeing as we speak for a long time. As a matter of fact, in the summer of 2006, DeepCaster was among the first to warn of a massive financial and geopolitical scheme to dissolve the sovereignty of the United States, Mexico, and Canada into one regional unit called the North American Union. Today, nearly 1 year later, this North American Union project, otherwise known as the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, has been widely exposed. Indeed, there is a resolution pending in the United States Congress that would halt its implementation. It's House Res 40. Was put forward by a Republican out of Virginia, Representative Goody. Yet implementation of the North American Union project continues notwithstanding. Land has been purchased in Texas for a transnational Mexico to Canada transportation corridor, a development of a Mexican port project in Kansas City. Moreover, both the House and Senate versions of the pending illegal alien amnesty bill, which is what it is, they want to call it something else. You know, like, what should we call a police state? Well, let's call it the Patriot Act. That's a brilliant idea. Who could vote against something called the Patriot Act? It's just like the same theory, you know, North American Prosperity Agreement. Sounds good. It'll kill you in the end. So here we've got these elected officials, as we speak, trying to figure out how they're going to get this illegal alien amnesty bill passed. Now, the provisions in that amnesty bill will speed the implementation of the North American Union, including potential U.S. taxpayers' funding for beefing up border security at Mexico's southern border. That is, at the southern border of the prospective North American Union. A key financial component of this national deconstruction plan is the eventual adoption of a North American regional currency called the Amero. As the Council on Foreign Relations consultant Robert Pastor named it, this is, of course, would entail the final destruction of the U.S. dollar, the demise of which, my friends, has already begun, or should we say is being managed. The annual increase in M3, which we don't see anymore, has recently been calculated to be in excess of 12%. Now, we're talking 12% increase year on year for who knows how long, which is a simple reason why they didn't want to report M3 any longer, because why tell the sheep how much of these worthless Federal Reserve notes we are printing up? Can't let them in on that one, can we now? But this is what is in this piece of legislation that's going through as we speak. They are just trying to figure out how to make it work and become palatable to the generally dumb public out there. And the generally dumb public out there will accept this bill. There's no ifs, ands, buts, or maybes about it. But they don't see what's inside of it. They do not see what's inside of it like a national ID card. There are a lot of people out there, that doesn't apply to me. That's only for employees to verify that their workers are legally in the United States. Oh, yeah, well, hello. what are they going to do? Walk around the shop office and say, look, we are... Do we have anybody here that looks like a Mexican? Well, then we'll have to verify whether he's can be legally employed in the... No, it doesn't pertain to Mexicans. It pertains to the owners of companies have to verify that all their employees are qualified to work in the United States. That includes second, third, fourth, fifth generation Americans. They always put these little things in these bills. It's like, it's exactly like the Patriot Act. Prior to the politics of fear, which were on grand display on the last Republican debate, Giuliani leading the pack in the politics of fear, pretty much saying that if he's not elected president of the United States, we're all going to die. He is the only one that can save us from the impending doom. John McCain, on the other hand, says that if we don't kill them over there, they're going to come and kill us over here. Mitt Romney, well, he's part and parcel of the Duncan Hunter camp. Let's nuke them all and let God figure out who goes where. So you've got this politics of fear, and people buy into the politics of fear. That's a reason why they bought into the Patriot Act, all based on the politics of fear. And it's amazing what people will acquiesce to when they fear something like the boogeyman. I don't know what it is. I don't know where this mindset comes from. I don't know if it's because these people have never understood, never read history, never traveled outside the continental United States. I don't know what it is. But these are the same forces at work that helped destroy my former country of Rhodesia. We were the initial test case. Let's see if we can destroy this country. Let's see how we can take over and completely obliterate people who stand for morality and what is right. And they achieved it. And they demonized this little country called Rhodesia to such an extent that the rest of the world sat back and watched it dissolve into anarchy that it is today. The same thing happened in South Africa, identical. As a matter of fact, South Africa, more than America, America is following in the same footsteps that the former South African government followed in. They were into the politics of fear. I mean, I try to draw parallels all the time, the similarities between our fight against terrorism and America's quote-unquote fight against terrorism, although the difference is kind of stark. I mean, we were actually fighting real terrorists. You know, guys that were trying to attack us, that were crossing our border, supplied with AK-47s and limpet mines and C-4 explosives, thanks to our good friends the Chinese and the Russians. Kind of funny watching George Bush today running around with Vladimir Putin acting like they're big buddies. If you really watch the body language there, not one single member of the G8 wanted to hang around George Bush. The only person that was dumb enough to hang around George Bush was Mrs. Merkel from Germany. Putin checkmated George Bush in his stupid theory about wanting to put a missile shield in Czechoslovakia. Putin said to him, no, you don't have to put it in Czechoslovakia. You can put it over here because we'll be closer to Iran. I mean, it's just bizarre. Anyway, a lot more to come pertaining to the demise of the U.S. dollar when we return.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The flip side, Thursday, before we continue the demise of the dollar, I just bring this to your attention because I find this spread. this was reported by Newsday today. Investigators are probing a possible Iranian connection to the JFK bomb plot because one Guyanese suspect planned to visit that country, according to the New York City police. I mean, these people are... Let's review who the plotters of the JFK bombing plot that would cause devastation and annihilation of millions of people in New York City. It was a black guy who was homeless. Come on now. A homeless black guy has some thoughts about blowing up JFK, and they actually want you to believe that this was a serious terrorist threat. Now they're trying to make the connection to Iran. Well, my personal feelings, it's not going to be Iran that gets attacked by the U.S. It's going to be Iran getting bombed by Israel, and the U.S. will have no option but to go in after Israel, clean up its mess. By the way, let's not forget, tomorrow is the 8th of June. something happened a few decades ago on the 8th of June called the USS Liberty. People still haven't accepted the truth about that. How are they going to accept the truth about the Federal Reserve, the IRS, if they can't even accept the truth on that? And now we also find out that the Entebbe raid by Israel in this, when was that? That was in the 60s, or was that the 70s? I think it was the 60s. The raid on Entebbe. We now find out it's a Mossad operation. I'm shocked, I tell you. I'm completely shocked. Anyway, let's get back to something that's going to affect you, because everything else I talk about is not going to really affect you. The war in Iraq's not affecting you. The future war in Iran's not going to affect you. What happens in New Hampshire is more than likely not going to affect you. The immigration bill most probably is not going to affect you, but I'll tell you what will affect you is that those little pieces of green paper you got in your wallet called Federal Reserve Notes. Because the demise of the U.S. dollar is already underway. As a matter of fact, you purist out there will say, yeah, well, the demise of the dollar has been going on since 1913. Now, recently, and today was a typical example, we've seen the appearance of some buoyancy of the dollar, as witnessed by the U.S. dollar index, sitting just a little bit above 82. Nonetheless, the dollar's been in a sustained downtrend for some years now. And I point this out to people with the price of gold. Gold hasn't gone from $300 to $600. The price of gold hasn't gone up. The amount of Federal Reserve notes to buy an ounce of gold has gone up. 4 years ago, you could have bought an ounce of gold by handing over 300 Federal Reserve notes. Today, you're going to hand over more than 600. Has the price of gold gone up? No. The amount of Federal Reserve notes to buy an ounce of gold has gone up. That is your true reflection of a declining dollar. Now, of course, this downtrend, and that's most probably one of the big talking points that are going on at the G8 right now, this downtrend cannot make foreign government holders of over $1 trillion of U.S. Treasury securities feel much comfort, as the actual values of their portfolios of U.S. papers continue to diminish. Now, we've addressed the issue of the demise of the dollar on other occasions, but the consequences of the demise are so significant that one must ask the question about the possible alternatives to the U.S. dollar and the implications of each. There are two major alternatives to the U.S. dollar and other similar weakening fiat currencies that are out there. One is relinking the present fiat currency to gold and silver, an approach that, believe it or not, Ron Paul has long favored as fundamentally sound. Another reason to obviously put Ron Paul high up on your alternative candidates list. The other alternative, doubtlessly favored by the cartel of central bankers and certain other poobahs of international finance, is to dissolve major national fiat currencies and create regional or multinational currencies such as the Mara. And if you haven't known, they're carving up the world into three spheres. In Europe, we've got the Euro. In America, we're going to have the Mara. And people don't even know this, but they've got an Asian currency unit as well. You didn't know that, did you? Well, there you go. You know, you got to hand it to these guys. They may be evil, they may be nasty, but they're pretty smart. Deceitfully smart, but they're pretty smart. So we have to sharpen our pencil. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You don't have to go through that one. I went through it. It's not a pleasant experience. So I submit to you, my friends, that the battle lines are drawn for the great currency war over the next few years. It'll be simply a matter of gold and silver-based currencies versus the Amero and other fiat currencies. It's as plain as the nose on your face. Now, just try and think, if Ron Paul was trying to explain this to the folks gathered in New Hampshire the other evening, would they even have a concept of what is going on? Of course not, because they have been spoon-fed by the mainstream media. I mean, just look at the intelligent questions, and I'm being facetious, that were offered by Wolf Blitzer, or should I say, programmed by CNN. Was any serious debate given at the last presidential debate? It was all fluff. There was no substance there. I don't think the generally dumb public out there has even the inkling of what is coming down the pike. They have been conditioned to 30-second sound bites. And they make their decisions on the veneer society. The only reason people like Mitt Romney is because he's good looking. The reason why people aren't flocking to Ron Paul is because he's not an assertive figure. He is soft-spoken. And if Ron Paul were to really tell the people what was going on out there, I don't think they could handle the truth. I mean, what we're talking about is the destruction of national currencies, the deconstruction of nations. That's what the current North American Union push is all about. The North American Union plan, which we've been warning about for a long time, is proceeding on schedule. It not only involves dissolving the sovereignty of Mexico, Canada, and the United States into one government entity known as the North American Union with a single currency. It also involves a political revolution of the dissolution of borders between the aforementioned nations, thus allowing the free flow of persons and goods, which is what the Security and Partnership Agreement is all about. This conversion of monetary and political policies goes far to explain the enthusiasm of the Bush administration and the open border members of Congress for the illegal alien amnesty bill, which, as I said, is now being discussed behind closed doors. They had cloture earlier today, so they had to go back and amend things and figure out who's voting for what and what they can offer. There's horse trading going on in the back rooms of the hallowed halls of Congress as we speak. And after all, let's not forget, it was President Bush, Vicente Fox, and Mr. Martin who launched their project via the agreement, which took place in Texas, in Waco, in March of 2006. It would also explain why the illegal alien amnesty bill contained the North American Union implementation provision. This is also not surprising that serious proposals for adoption of regional currencies are being floated. Since the dollar is already in an increasingly tenuous position, and since the forces pushing to create open borders may prevail, we must take proposals for denationalizing currencies very seriously. And given that push for the national deconstruction and the end of national currencies is in progress, essential questions are, will they succeed? And how should you deploy your assets to protect yourself from that push as well? And yes, even hopefully to profit by it. It's important to understand more thoroughly what the proponents of denationalizing currency and amnesty for illegal aliens are actually pushing. And we've gone over this before. A recent article issuing from the very mouths of the globalist international financial community has made answering these questions very easy for us. Indeed, some would say that the Council of Foreign Relations magazine is a major mouthpiece of international finance and the International Central Bankers Cartel. And you can judge it for yourself. The article lays out the monetary denationalization game plan entitled The End of National Currency. It is in the current May-June edition of Foreign Affairs magazine. It was written by Ben Steele. He's the director of international economics at the CFR. Its basic pitch is globalization and monetary nationalism are dangerous combinations, a cause of financial crisis and geopolitical tension. The world needs to abandon unwanted currencies, replacing them with dollars, euros, and multinational currencies as yet unborn. Steele does confess that ending monetary nationalism would result in a significant diminishing of economic sovereignty. No kidding. Thus, it's important to examine Mr. Steele's key thesis, and that is, governments must let go of the fatal notion that nationhood requires them to make and control money used in their territory. National currencies and global markets simply do not mix in order to globalize safely. Countries should abandon monetary nationalism and abolish unwanted currencies, which are the source of today's instability. In conclusion, he states, since economic development outside the process of globalization is no longer possible, countries should abandon monetary nationalism. Any reasonable, critical examination will show all these to be false. But they are false because their underlying premises are wrong. I have said this so many times. If your basic core of beliefs is based on false, whatever comes after that's going to be false. Yes, it's not rocket science. So where do we find ourselves? Well, in large part, we are dealing with many components here, and I know for a lot of people it gets very confusing. I mean, for instance, China's peg currency continues to create tensions between it and the United States. And Japan is notorious for its currency manipulations, its interventions in the forex markets, and its absurd 0.5% interest rates, which incidentally make the potentially destabilizing carry trade possible. That is, it is not monetary nationalism per se that is the cause of financial monetary instability. Rather, one cause is the fact that the fiat currencies, which monetary nationalism employs, are merely fiat. That is, they are not tied to any tangible asset, such as gold or silver. Thus, it is the fiat currencies themselves that are one basic cause of instabilities. Steele's claim that economic development outside the process of globalization is no longer possible is so preposterous as to be almost unworthy of response. One need only consider successful recent microloan programs or the prosperity of the United States in the 1950s, in which the United States' largest market by far was, well, the United States. What a concept. The alternative model of a relative national self-reliance plus fair trade has considerable benefits. But one conclusion about globalization partly depends on perspective. International finance and some manufacturers have benefited from globalization, but certain workers whose jobs are outsourced and lost and whose wages are depressed are not similarly helped. American workers will never be able to compete with Chinese workers who are making $2 a day. And given that the American consumer is 60% of the U.S. economy, one can see the impact of globalization on the middle class in the United States. It's disappearing, both statistically and as a matter of fact. So what do we make of this? I mean, we are now at the precipice in more ways than one. And we get distracted by so many fluffy things that no wonder nobody understands and can comprehend what is going on. Could you think of Ron Paul trying to explain this to a crowd of people that have never heard of this, who have absolutely no concept that there is this beast called the North American Union? Do you think people would understand and think, well, no, they wouldn't think or understand. They would think he's a crackpot. People don't want, people do not have the ability to comprehend big things. They don't. It's the reason why it was so easy to impeach Bill Clinton. Because that's everything, that was something that people could understand. He had a BJ in the White House. We could understand this. It was simple. It was easy to comprehend. At the same time that was going on, we were trying to explain to people what the North American Free Trade Agreement was all about. And people's eyes would glaze over. All they heard coming from Bob Dole was that it was a win-win situation. The only guy that was out there making a noise about it, well, you know who that was. Little guy from Texas, Ross Perot, and giant sucking sound. Well, he was right about the giant sucking sound. But he got defeated in his ability to educate people by none other than Al Gore. And then he went squirrely, which didn't help matters much. But he was right in everything he said back then. But when I used to, I remember doing shows on this thing, you could hear people tuning out of the program. Yeah, it's too difficult for me to understand. And nobody could understand it either, because it made no sense. Why was Bill Clinton supporting the North American Free Trade Agreement when obviously his base was the labor unions in this country? And why were the labor unions so quiet about the North American Free Trade Agreement? How did that manage to get passed? I tell you, the same way they got NAFTA passed, the same way they're going to get this North American Union thing passed, same way they're going to get this legal alien immigration bill passed. Because people have no concept. They can't. They do not have the ability to sit down and look at these things. Because when you start talking about this stuff, the first thing that jumps to the mind is, well, you know, these people need to loosen up on the tin foil. Let some blood flow back to the brain. And this is what these proponents, these globalists, want. This is what they want to put in the people's mind, that anybody who talks about this stuff, about destroying the sovereignty of the United States, they want the general public out there to think that anybody who talks about it must be a nut. I mean, you hear these references constantly, unfortunately, coming from so-called conservative talk show hosts who refer to Ron Paul as a nut job. You even got Republicans who don't want him in the debate any longer. Well, I can't have him in the debate. Makes too much sense. Let's get the other idiots up there. I mean, John McCain, I heard a reporter saying, you know, John McCain did so well at the debate tonight. He showed passion to the lady who lost her brother as he stood up and choked. And I was watching that. I thought that was so phony. And then they all did it. They all did the walk up to the stage. Yeah, we thank you for your service. That is such a cliche that I'm so tired of hearing. They don't care about the fact that your brother, your son, your uncle died in Iraq for a worthless cause. They couldn't care less. Thank you for your service for your country defending freedom. Please, they aren't defending freedom over there. They're just trying to keep themselves alive so they can get the hell out of there. I really get upset watching these debates and these people who are feigning a false patriotism. But they won't discuss the real issues. They discuss the fluff. No, I mean, I guess that's why Viagra is such a big, well, let me not get into that one. I don't want to insult testosterone of American males. But it drives me nuts. It literally, it drives me nuts. Let's get back to this immigration bill. Do we have time? No, we don't have time. We're going to run out of time. I need a two-hour show. 1 hour doesn't cut it. You can't get into it. But the bottom line is, what are we doing with this immigration bill? Legalizing of an estimated 25 million plus illegal aliens who were in the United States before January 2007. The investment banking house of Bear Stearns estimated nearly 3 years ago that there were 18 or 20 million illegal aliens.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making your purchase.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
My apologies, my friends. Well, as I say, technology is a wonderful thing when it works. Sometimes it doesn't work. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there that must probably be saying, well, somebody permanently cut Robbie off because he was talking about... No, it was a technical thing. What I was going to say before we were so rudely interrupted was this amnesty bill, this legalization of an estimated 25 million plus illegal aliens who were in the United States prior to January 2007. The investment banking house of Bear Stearns estimated nearly 3 years ago that there were 18 or 20 million illegal aliens in the United States at that time. Therefore, the 25 million plus is a reasonably adjusted estimate. It is clear that the Census Bureau number of 12 million is a political number. Families of illegal aliens would also be allowed to come to the U.S. permanently, and that could be put on a path to citizenship. Up to 400,000 new workers would be admitted annually, and they and their families would be put on a path to permanent residency. Social Security benefits would be available to legalized illegals. So when you add in this insanity of this illegal immigration bill, which is part and parcel of the North American Union, I make no apologies for saying this. Buy gold and lots of it. It is, in my opinion, the only way that you have of protecting yourself against what is inevitably coming down the pike. Now, unfortunately, today I can't offer any five-peso Uruguays that we had as a special that we ran on Tuesday with Bob Chapman. Not to say we won't get Uruguays at some date in the future, but unfortunately what we have is all gone. those were selling for $187. Those were a quarter-ounce gold piece. I have a limited amount of British sovereigns that if you are interested in acquiring some real money, and to convert some of those Federal Reserve notes, I've got some extra fine British sovereigns right now for $182 a piece. And you can call us here at the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-691-7898. And you can also check on the website. Unfortunately, on the website, you will see the Uruguayans posted up as our buy of the week. And it was the buy of the week. That's because they all gone. But if you want to access the website at republictradinggroup.net, tomorrow we'll have the British sovereigns up. So if you are looking at squirreling away some of those Federal Reserve notes into British sovereigns, second best coin out there, just a little shy of a quarter of an ounce, you can give us a call and we'll be only too happy to help you. Tomorrow, being Friday, my favorite day of the week, we'll wrap up this whole crazy week. And for fun, make some predictions for the Belmont Stakes on Saturday. Till then, see you, bye.